Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
Is 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody pussy work! Yeah, pussy work! Yeah, pussy work!
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
We think this juice stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it, there's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out.
God damn.
You goddamn mongrel.
No.
Oh, oh my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last Man, episode of
the Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hello, everybody. Hello, America. Have I done that late? I don't think we do that anymore.
You don't do that anymore.
Never happens. It is in the intro thing, though, still. That's why it feels like I don't do it anymore. This is Chris here with Tabitha.
It's me.
And special guest. Kyle's here today.
Hey!
You made it!
Fuck yeah, dude. I've missed doing this. It's so much fun. I don't even care about recording it. It's not fun bullshit.
Yeah, we've missed you. We've really had to lean into building our friendship.
It's good for you guys. I did it out of kindness for you.
You knew we needed this.
Well, the thing is, Kyle has friends outside of the what we do, so
Kyle gets invited to things. Kyle has like a normal human life.
Yeah, Kyle's been to more weddings this summer than I've been invited to in my entire life.
Fucking shoot me. No, I love them all. They're all dear friends. Blah, 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 blah.
Like they're listening to this.
No, they're not.
It's roast battle day.
Fuck yeah.
It's roast battle day.
Which makes it weird that Jeremy's not here with bells on.
Jeremy is the one at a wedding.
He is.
He's at a wedding.
Yeah.
See, I don't feel as bad. We were just talking about this. Jeremy's been talking about this wedding for a month. And then he's like, I got that wedding. And we're all like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
We felt really bad because it's like, it's his sister's wedding.
It's a big one. Yeah, because then I remembered like, oh, this he went to get a suit last week and that's why he didn't come. And then he was get a haircut one day and.
But yeah, there was a solid minute and a half here where we were just like, what fucking wedding is he talking
about?
Who
invited this fat fuck to a wedding?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Who in their right mind?
I'm the one getting married by him.
Ooh, is he going to be the priest?
Yep, I'm making him dressed as a priest.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Is he going to wear like a Catholic thing?
I don't know what he's going to have. I don't know shit about my wedding.
I think you should make him wear a Catholic priest uniform.
I'm gonna make him wear a nun's habit.
He should wear that, and then the best man should wear one, but with shorts, like a altar boy.
Oh hell yeah!
And then like a Catholic schoolgirl for the maid. Who's the maid of honor?
The maid of honor is my aunt.
Okay. I don't know your aunt, so I don't want to suggest a Catholic schoolgirl costume.
I was going to say, I would love to see our best man in, like, a cool little suit with shorts, because we're turning tradition on its head. We've got a best woman.
Whoa.
Take that, America.
Who's that?
Jesse.
Ah.
She was our roommate, like, when we first got together.
Bussin' genital gender norms.
Bussin' genital norms.
I don't know what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, genitals, like,
be bussin', dog.
Four things at once.
A lot swirling around that head.
Just trying to...
Hey, yo.
Put a little hot sauce on them, they be smacking, boy.
It's been a minute.
It's been a second.
Roast battle day. Back at the Odeon.
We're all...
The Odeon Lounge. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God, dude.
They named it that. Down the rabbit hole, just, it made no sense.
Sounds like, but we were, like, trying to drug everyone.
Yeah, we're not here to bash the venue in the first 10 minutes of the podcast.
It's just a better name. I mean, they realized it.
Yeah.
Odeon Lounge sounds cool.
Yeah. Lounge. Who doesn't want a lounge?
Who doesn't want a lounge?
And it is a lounge. It's like mirrors, yeah. And like, it definitely gives off Coke vibes. It's nice.
Oh, 100%. It's perfect for us.
Do you guys think anybody will have Coke?
Maybe.
I'm too fat. I don't even...
I'm a nightmare right now. I'll ask around.
Oh, no. Brandon Petrie, we haven't even really talked about the festival. We mentioned Brandon is the champ now.
Yeah, but we didn't do like a recap or anything.
Yeah. So we had that was last month's show, and we were at the Odeon the month before that, or did we skip a month?
No, we were at the Odeon, then the festival at Barmacy.
And then today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the next 2 months.
Well, the next show's in like 3 weeks. Like, yeah. It turns around pretty quick.
We're taking over your summer.
Yeah. It's ad hom summer.
It's ad hom summer.
Ad hot summer.
Oh, hell yeah. We all got to be really hot tonight, guys.
I hope Jeremy wears his suit. I hope he stays
in. Oh, yeah. I hope he has to come straight from the wedding.
Yes.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
It'll be cool enough.
Let's see what Jeremy, like, because this is, like, absolute effort, Jeremy. Like, this is going to my sister's wedding. I'm trying to be respectful, Jeremy, so I cannot wait to see this.
It's either he's going to roll in right from the wedding looking, like, wedding ready, or he's going to be like, I need to stop home first. I need to get out of this.
I hope we get hot,
Jeremy. He might not change. He might just pull over and throw some dirt on himself to feel like... just to feel like himself.
Eat a gas station sandwich real quick to get that aroma on him.
Yeah.
Rub some tornadoes under his armpits.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing, but a hot pocket.
He turns down the catering at the wedding because he's like, no, I have plans on the way home. I'm stopping at the gas station.
The human microwave burrito.
Look, if I can't take the chicken or the steak, because if I eat either, I'll shit myself on the way home.
That's, wow, you sounded just as a perfect Jeremy impression.
Salad, my body will reject this.
They put the salad in front of him and he starts breaking out in hives.
It's been a few, he's been gone almost as long as Kyle has at this point on the podcast.
It's been a real sparse show.
There was one that he and I recorded, I think, after the last Odeon roast battles. What else we got going on? Well, let's talk about the festival again. We haven't talked to Kyle since the festival.
Yeah.
You
just disappeared on us, man. What the fuck happened?
I was I had to unplug for a little bit. Saturdays. Saturdays
he's like
are tough.
The busiest person in the
We're joshing on you.
Oh,
guys.
I know, but I feel bad because I'm like, fuck. I get all the text messages and I'm like, God damn it. Like, I just want to go. Fucking.
I just want to go be shitty with my friends.
Yeah, dude.
No. Well, you guys, the festival's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then within like a week, you guys announced submissions for the Cleveland Festival in November. So it's like crazy busy year round.
Yeah, it's just I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess. I don't know.
You're a glutton, all right.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm ready for tonight.
No, we just got submissions rolling in and just small work on the festival right now. It gets busy closer, but it's cool right now.
That's awesome, man.
And then, like, you've always got Kevin Spacey trying to force feed you beans.
Yeah, I wish.
You can really tell it's roast battle. That I was telling Chris, I was like, you know, it's... We're all amped up for the roast because we're all just in the group chat just popping off at each other.
I came home shit-faced. I was like, I'm so fucking excited.
I'm like super stoned in bed like, me too, man. Like, I'm fucking so amped.
I'm going to throw up. I've been having stomach issues, Kyle.
Chris...
I woke up and ate half a pan of cinnamon rolls and a big jar of coffee with a ton of sugar in it. And then I was like, why does my stomach hurt all the time?
I showed up and he's like, man, like my stomach hurts so bad. I didn't eat anything all day. I just had like a bunch of coffee. And so we're walking back from the gas station getting drinks. And he just goes, oh, I remember now. I ate half a pan of cinnamon rolls this morning.
That'll do it, dude.
Just dawned on him.
I went to the Odeon last night for a wrestling show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was tight.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. They got the chairs there now. Like, they broke a bunch of chairs, and I just... Steve's the ring announcer. I text him, and I was like, I will buy any chairs that are functioning but unable to be returned. I will just pay for them.
So I'll
take
them.
Chairs. Yeah, I want them. But I was up there last night and got an Uber home, and as I was Ubering, I Uber Eats... A pizza. It had timed up like within like 10 minutes. I got over there's a pizza,
amazing.
Dude. It's a boss fat move, dude.
Again, just like I just feel like you're my like frat bro every time we hang. I'm like, Kyle, you're a legend, man.
You're keeping the comedy scene and the delivery gig service industry afloat.
I do what I can.
When I didn't have a job and I was just DoorDash and Uber Eats, and I should have just like hung out like at the corner of your block.
Yeah, right.
You're like, what's he need? What's he gonna need?
Oh, that would have been nice. Oh, hey. Still, we don't want to talk. Leave it on the porch.
It's like, yeah, I'll take the picture. I take the picture today, like proof of delivery, and you're like looking out the curtain, like, is she gone yet?
Oh, I bet Kyle's face is in so many of those pictures peeking from behind the curtain.
If I go out there and meet him, I get in the picture. I'm like, I'll go ahead and grab it. Yeah, throw him on West Side, you know?
Like that kid from The Flash pointing at that headstone and the one meme.
I know what you're talking about. I'm from the internet.
That's right. Who was it? You, Kyle, just told you... I should get off the internet, or you should.
You should get off.
Yeah,
the internet.
He told me.
You were going down rabbit holes this week.
That should have led me to, like, be prepared. I told Chris, I'm very manic right now. I'm having some great mental health mania. And that should have tipped me off that, like, the scales were going to start tipping. Because I was just, like, amped up, just, like, scrolling through my phone on this shit. Sexual kung fu and
yeah, right.
stuff. And I was just like, I can't, in my right mind, just like my poor fiance is just sitting next to me playing like Pokemon on his Game Boy Color. And I can't, I just don't want to be like, look at this post I just found. I don't need him to worry anymore about
look,
me.
Look, they've all got their dicks out.
Look at them. Look at them. We're going to get a red light so you can flick your cock a whole bunch every morning. They say it does something. But yeah, I love the internet.
What do you mean? You had to
you're
flick your
like
cock?
Generation
no, yeah,
internet.
So the guy.
wait. What?
So the guy who like practices sexual kung fu, quote unquote. He posted his morning routine, and it's him standing in front of like one of those red light lamps, and it's like just from like the belly button up. But you can like you can tell he is like totally naked, and he's walking you through the stuff that he's doing. He's like he's like, yeah, you gotta just like flick your cock a whole bunch in front of this light, and you're absorbing the energy. You're absorbing the sexual kung fu energy. He's just like telling people to play with their dicks in the morning. Literally, like, that's it.
But what does the red light do? that's
what I was wondering.
I already do that. I just add the red light, I'm...
Yeah. Okay, you're a dude. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, you know, stretch your dick, you know, pull it up, pull it to the side. He was basically just telling people to jack off in front of this light and let their foreskin absorb the light.
I think if he thinks he's noticing any actual benefits, it's just from getting the blood flow, like just from massaging any tissue is probably not awful for it.
I don't know, man. I'm just the messenger here.
You're just reporting the news. reporting.
I do a very serious investigative journalism on the internet, and I am here to tell you what's what.
I wonder if, because like, there is like the UV lights or whatever that are supposed to be good for depression. Like, if you have seasonal depression in the winter, you should get like one of those things.
Yeah, you're just making your dick not depressed.
Yeah. I'm going to get a dick lamp.
Yeah.
Get a dick lamp.
Dick lamp. Dick lamp. Dick lamp.
See what kind of shadow puppets can get going. Balloon animals.
Put that on the old TikTok. Go viral in a second.
I saw something, and I think it's the same group of people. I don't remember. It was like an Instagram post I ran across somewhere. Something. It's like 20 dudes. They're all nude.
Yeah.
And it's all straight dudes that think that hanging out and then like it increases masculinity and like
hanging out naked testosterone with your dongs just everywhere like makes you more manly. Every comment section on this guy's like videos and photos are just like, dude,
hell yeah, bro, dick bros.
No, they're just like, it's June, it's Pride Month. Like, you can be a gay man if you need to be. Like, come on.
See, the internet is so mean.
Where do you stand on this issue, Chris?
But he could be straight and just enjoy hanging out with his bros, being dick bros.
I'm sorry, I don't have much experience with dick bros.
You know, it's just when people just hang out with their dicks out. You know, Kyle.
High school football?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I was never a fan of being like, hey, let's get naked together and, I don't know, talk about getting puss, you know?
Yeah. Let's jerk off and talk about broads.
Sounds like a good time.
We had a football coach that would call us pussies for not showering naked after practice. And they're like, some of the kids did it. I was like, hell no, dog. This is red flag all over it.
Hell no, dog.
Get in here and touch tubes, you pussies.
Yeah.
Soap up them asses, you little bitches.
Get in there and suck it. What are you, gay? hold it like a man.
We had like three black kids on our team, and I didn't see many dongs in the locker room, but I saw one of the black dudes' dongs, and it was the smallest penis I'd ever seen in my
life.
I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
you didn't know what to think.
No, and so like that whole thing, like that myth has been busted for me for a long time.
Yeah.
I think it's probably real, but
it varies across the board.
It's just like anyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Small as his, we called him Tiny Tim after that.
I think it's skewed in porn because the thing is, if you're a black dude with a small dick, you're not putting it on the internet.
No.
Nah.
That's just my theory.
Yeah, we just see the biggest ones.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more white dudes that are willing to put their small dicks on the internet.
Well, they're like into humiliation. Like they're just yeah, you fucking small dick bitch. You know, it's not for me, dude. Can we get a, just a happy medium? Like
you can be a little
slightly
bitty.
Slightly below average penis. You know. Without getting shamed for it. Like, you got a good job. I love you. You know? That's what we want to hear.
It did the work it needed to do. Yeah. Good for you.
Oh, yes, honey. I
that's,
came.
That's what that porn is. It's you do everything right except for this. It's roast battle day.
This happens every time. Yeah.
We never stay on track on the battles. Brett Thomas, Brandon Petrie. Brett Thomas is the challenger.
Yeah. I'm very excited for this.
Cleveland's prodigal son.
Brett is a grown man now. he's gotten a little fat.
He's got a whole beard.
He's got man belly.
Lady.
Long-term girlfriend. He can finally stop threatening to murder Dylan. Multiple times I would just see him outside of an open mic. He'd just be like, "Hey Tabitha. Hey Brett. I'm going to murder Dylan so I can take his place." And it's like, you know, for that to work, you can't tell me that you're going to be the one murdering Dylan. Dylan just has to die mysteriously, and then you have to swoop in, Brett. You've ruined your whole plan already.
And then I drive him away, and Brett buries him.
God damn. If I die and I am not hauled away by Chris Paw and buried by Brett Thomas... life meant nothing.
I would have to find out. There's really a good chance that's happened.
Oh, for sure. There's got to be a connection where you've picked up the body.
Yeah.
And Brett has buried him.
I don't know what cemetery. I don't know where he works at. We probably shouldn't say it on here anyways, but.
You guys can talk tonight.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Figure out where he's burying
these
freaks.
Brett's buried anyone I've delivered.
That'd be really cool.
It's crazy because when I was going to do this as a joke, never mind.
Oh.
I'll say it later.
Well, you could say it and then when I, nobody's going to hear it, first of all. You might as well work it out. Then
It's crazy because when I worked at Amazon Delivery, they gave me a t-shirt that said Delivery Hero. And now I just delivered a body full of organs last night, saved a dozen lives. No t-shirt. That's all. Maybe I won't.
Yeah, maybe. No, you can get there. You'll get there. I see it.
Probably not going to say it later now because it didn't work here. That's why I was going to just go into it full confidence and let it bomb that way.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I was noticing. It was lacking confidence. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's the story of my life.
Exactly. Point I was making.
Kyle, what else have you been up to?
Eating.
we're trying to talk about the roast battles, Chris.
No.
Come on.
Well, no, we didn't. You know, that the Akron one was fucking packed.
Oh yeah.
Like you were asking me about the festival. Outside of people getting COVID, like it rocked. Like the festival was great. I felt terrible, but I was like, it's not my fault, I guess.
I think at this point, you just got to accept a certain amount of COVID if there's a gathering.
You know what? It's tight, too, because like now the weather's nice, and everybody that was at the festival just knows that their summer is smooth sailing for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've already had it.
Yeah, it's like chicken pox.
They're
or,
like
when
good
you're a kid.
For 90 days or whatever.
No.
A few months.
I left the roast battle. I walked in that room, and I was like... you got to be fucking kidding me. There were so many people, and I was like, these drunks are never going to shut up. This is going to be a miserable show. And they hung on every fucking word.
Every word.
It was super tight.
I
love
it. Yeah, it was. I thought a lot of those people were there by coincidence, but they were all there for the show.
Yeah. It was butts to guts.
Butts to guts.
Have you never heard?
Butts to cunts.
I thought it was nuts to butts.
Yeah, I mean...
Busts the guts, think, too, depending on how tall people were.
I mean, yeah, people vary in sizes.
Yeah, you're right. It works.
Yeah. That's the millennial in Tabitha trying to make it gender neutral.
Yeah.
Butts and guts. Everybody's got a gut.
Yeah. Everybody's got a gut.
And a butt.
And yours is like pretty near your nuts.
Yeah. It's always nuts to boot.
Yeah, nuts to guts in there.
Yeah. No. The fucking, probably one of my favorite battles we've ever had was that girl battle.
Oh, hell yeah.
Morgan Girl Gallo fight. And Rebecca Kaplan.
Oh my god.
It was like Daria versus the cheerleader. I was like, dude, it was so good.
Yeah.
I'm all about the girl fights. I will always pit the women against each other. Always.
Why?
Because it's funny.
That's true.
Well, like, to be fucking serious for a second, I think they're more comfortable.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, they don't have to worry about anything. They can let it go. They know how it all works, you know? Yeah. Like, they can talk shit about this stuff.
Exactly.
It's like two fat guys battling. You know they're gonna have their best fat jokes.
One and the same.
Yeah.
They're gonna have your best bitchy, you're a cunt
fat,
jokes.
Fat people.
What else, do we have any newcomers tonight that you guys are...
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
This is a lot of first time.
Specifically, I know it's not Julia's first time, but Julia Molly. Versus Molly. Molly's never been on the show before. I'm excited for that one. I've seen Molly maybe once or twice. I think she's very funny.
She's been, she had a run of winning one of the contests.
Yeah, she won One More Joke at Judd's like 3 times in a row, 4 times.
Something like that.
Something like that. That's where I saw her at.
Let's call it a gang of times.
Yeah, a gang of times.
Who else we got?
We've got Jimmy Killias and Paul Henry. Paul Henry done the show before?
No.
Yeah, so two newcomers.
Is it Killias' first one?
Yeah. Okay. I believe so.
Are we making predictions? I'm hoping Paul slaughters. I mean, I don't hope Paul slaughters him. But Paul's fucking, like, low-key super funny to me. Like, I love
him. Oh, yeah. I think Paul's so funny. But I don't know. I've been...
I've seen Jimmy crush a couple times now, and I'm like, damn, dude, he's getting good.
He's been growing on me.
Yes.
Like a tumor.
Like a dick. Just engorging
tumor
himself.
Or a skin tag.
Oh, God. Don't talk to me about skin tags.
I wasn't going to make any predictions, but do you have one?
No, I didn't know.
Nah, yeah.
I don't know. I'll predict this one. I think Paul walks away, but I think it'll be good. I think that'll be the surprise battle.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see how this all plays out.
I think they're both going to be better than we thought. I'm hoping. They could bomb.
Well, I think they're both going to be great. So I don't know what you mean by better than we thought. Like,
oh, see, I had low expectations for it when we booked it because they're both new. They're both new. Don't make me out to be a fucking monster, but I am being one. They're going to suck. When you get new people, you don't know. Like, Jeremy's reluctant to book new people because we're worried about him sucking dick. Or pussies, you know.
That's Kyle's.
But like, yes,
that's but, Kyle's attempt at being inclusive.
Yeah, and I'm woke now. Dude.
Sucking dicks or pussies.
It's one of those. No matter who they're on.
I don't know what you do.
Unless it's both of those.
I hope it is.
It's hard. It's hard booking a battle with two new people in it.
Yeah.
Because if you book it with somebody that's. You give them a jobber, and you like you know at least one person's going to be good. But we have a lot of like new battlers.
That's what I like about the show, though, is that like you never know how it's going to go. Like you can predict as much as you want, but like sometimes they surprise the fuck out of you.
That's true. You can paint a pretty picture, but you can't predict the weather. It's Outkast.
Oh, okay. I just stared at him.
Miss Jackson.
Oh, okay. I know of the song.
What's the next battle?
Fuck you. Bob McClure versus Drew Miller.
I take back what I said. I think this will be probably the battle of the night. Like, Bob and Drew are probably going to go at it pretty good.
Bob was very funny the other night at Judd's. Yeah,
he was very, very funny. made me very excited for this show. I was already like really pumped, but after that night at Judd's, I was like, oh shit, we've got some fun people. This is a really good batch.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you were here, Chris Clem? Come the fuck back to Ohio. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sitting out there in pedophile land.
Okay.
Hollywood.
See, to be fair.
More like
to
Hollywood.
To be fair, Ohio is where the heart is.
See, I'm out here wanting Chris Clem to come back for my own personal gain of just having another friend in Ohio. And Chris is just worried about his hot family.
I mean,
I'm worried about their well-being out there because he's my friend.
Okay.
I think he should come back here where it's safe.
Yeah.
There's plenty of pedophiles in Ohio. I'm just letting you know.
You should come back here where it's safe and you can do shows with us.
But there's not rich pedophiles in Ohio.
Do you know? Have you ever heard of Les Wexner?
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, it's true. The guy built the house that Jeffrey Epstein got arrested in. Yeah.
Everything runs through Ohio.
He does. It is true. OSU's like got the highest date rape percentages.
Good old
and Central Ohio is known for its sex trafficking.
Yep. Oh yeah.
We in college, I was walking back drunk and I forgot my house keys and I turned around. I would have walked up on a rape at like outside of a frat house. Some guy got a girl like and he was in the bushes.
Holy
and like
shit.
These fat frat guys ran out to their credit and beat the fuck out of this guy. And then like the cops came and like just let him go back to drinking.
Holy shit.
Because I stopped and asked him what happened. They're like, yeah, dude, we fucking grabbed and beat the shit out of him.
God damn.
It'd be wild.
Vigilante justice.
So yeah, I believe the whole rape thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe people get raped.
A lot of people come up missing in Columbus too. It's there's freeways going in every direction around Columbus.
Oh yeah, Columbus and over by Toledo is really bad too, because right there you've got all those highways that take you from like
into Michigan,
up to Canada, and then going south you can hit like Kentucky all the way down into the south. So like yeah, around that area is super tenacious for just snatching people up.
Yeah, 75 just runs from like fucking Canada to Florida.
Yep.
Like, straight down.
What battle are we on?
The one between two previously sex trafficked people. We're tying it all together.
We're already to Jeremy Shear.
Teddy Bruno versus Gabe Jerry.
Is it Gabe Gary?
Gabe Gary? Gabe Jerry?
Do you know?
It's a Gary, I believe.
Gabe Gary.
It's G-E.
We better find out before tonight.
R-R-Y. Gabe Ross.
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
That was the joke I was
ABC.
Making.
Always be chewing. That's a fat joke. You guys are fat. That's what
okay.
Always be chewing.
Don't do that one tonight either.
All I have to say about this battle is just that I think Teddy Bruno is kind of just like a walking trap. Like, you see him and he looks good, he smells good, and he goes up and he's like, I live in a storage unit. And my wife is mad at me and my girlfriend won't talk to me. And I'm like, oh boy, if I met this man any other place that he wasn't offering up this information, so much trouble.
I like Teddy, by the way.
I do too.
I think there's
he's
a lot
great.
Of a lot of people in comedy that you assume are normal at first.
Yeah. So who do you think's gonna win?
I haven't seen Gabe do anything. I haven't met Gabe.
Same.
Teddy he's been winning battles though, right?
Yeah, Teddy's been, I know he's been doing battles, I can't remember.
He won that bootleg tournament.
Oh yeah. The Not Us tournament.
Yeah.
Bootleg bitch.
Single A roast battle.
Yeah. roast battle in a white can with black letters.
the off-brand roast battle.
Yeah, I can. I never remember the shows.
I think
after
we say
happen.
Every time, like, we just kind of black out. Like,
it's really what happens.
You just get swept up in it. You're just like, oh my god.
My body's not used to the dopamine of having a good time with my friends, and I just fucking,
like, bliss out for a bit.
Yeah, and then I crash for a month.
Yep, until we do it all over again.
Mine's from the Red Bull vodkas.
That's what I was thinking of drinking tonight.
Yeah, dude. Be careful. Your heart gets going. It's scary. It's scary.
I know.
You're like, I'm here for it. Yep. I'm ready to die.
That was always my drink to go to, and multiple people would be like, let me get you a drink. What are you drinking? I'm like, vodka Red Bull. And they're like, are you trying to have a fucking heart attack?
Yeah.
Yes. I guess you guys are off the hook after you do the sample.
We are.
It's like, you want cocaine with your vodka? I have a Red Bull vodka. That's what it is.
Gimme, 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 gimme. I want to be buzzing.
Is there asking about coke? Get a Red Bull.
Get a Red Bull.
I might go get some kind of drugs for this.
I feel like this is going to be an unprecedented ad hoc tonight. This is going to be...
I'm not ready for that.
I'm not either, but I'm excited for it.
It's not good, because I have money this time.
Uh-oh.
This month. Anyhow, what's the next one?
That's all of them.
So those are...
That's tonight,
four or five
baby.
Battles?
Four
undercards in the main event.
We do the warm-up round. I'm excited to not be hosting.
I'm so excited to roast Kyle. It's been forever.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long, long time.
Are y'all going to chime in?
I don't care.
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Okay. I don't want to. Let the audience do all the work.
Oh, no. You are just cognizantly deciding to be a fucking wreck.
I've a nightmare tab mode.
Can't wait.
Just leave Dylan at home for this one. He doesn't need to see this.
Well, I'll decide what year paw to break out.
Yeah, you gotta match this energy.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do. I am nothing but a challenge today.
I don't know how drunk I've seen Kyle yet.
Oh, you've seen me drunk.
But you
almost
hold
every
it together.
Show. Yeah, because I'm a pro. I'm a pro, but I'm always because
Kyle's
the drunkest.
A legend. Kyle's a fucking legend, bro.
I am a good drunk. I'm not a bad drunk. So I don't get all fucking messed up and like do dumb shit. I'm just like, hey, look, we spend way too much money and buy people drinks.
See, you'll see me disappear before I end up like the crying drunk.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's no good. I don't really drink, though. Maybe like twice a year. That's why it's such a nightmare what I do.
Once I stopped really drinking, yeah. Like, I'm not like, I don't drink at all anymore. But yeah, I'll like drink once or twice, make the decision to be like, I'm fucking it up. And then be like, oh, there's a reason I don't do that. But I got a long weekend, so I can get real shitty.
For days.
For days.
Oh, I drink twice a week.
Are you still, do you still, first of all, just realize that you're old.
Well, you guys thought I was young fast?
I think I, if somebody had asked me, I would have guessed like 32.
Yeah, I thought you were closer to my age.
I'm 37. I stopped kind of keeping the number. It's either 37 or 38. I think I'm 37.
Okay, I just turned 30.
My 20-year class reunion is next year.
Jesus Christ. You old bitch.
Yeah, am I older than you?
Nah.
I'm 41.
What year would you have graduated high school?
99.
Yeah, you're 4 years, okay.
Yeah.
I graduated in 03.
I graduated in 2010.
No, you're not that much younger.
Yeah, I haven't graduated from anything to have a reunion for. But it is nice that we have social media, because I know that I am still smarter than most of the people that graduated from the same high school I would have. So, what an independent study.
You got your degree from the School of Hard Knocks.
All kinds of knocks. also books.
School of Hard Knockers, am I right?
I didn't go, but I would like steal textbooks and read them.
Okay.
That you know they got a store where they'll just let you borrow books for free, dog. You don't even have to steal them.
He just called the library a store while trying to make me look dumb.
I mean, it is a store, really.
It's a free store with free stuff that you bring back.
Great deal.
They've got the best discounts.
Yeah. You know what's great about the library system is if you never return stuff, every few years they give up and just reset everyone.
Yep. Oh, my favorite was we would constantly have crazy finds, and then every year they'd be like, hey, we're doing a canned food drive. If you bring in one can, it's like 50 cents off your fines. So me and my mom would just like go and buy a bunch of like really cheap canned goods.
Yeah.
And be like, cool, we can go back to the library.
Well,
now.
Because you're, I don't know if, so you're 30, did you ever get VHS tapes from the library?
Yeah.
They would charge like $100 if you lost one, because they supposedly were like made of some like different kind of tape or some shit that was more durable because more people would, you know, would be using it. I don't know if that's a thing or not, though, but that was the excuse that they would make.
I think that's a lie Joe Biden told you.
Probably. Lying Biden.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Brandon.
Tired Joe.
Sleepy Joe. He is the worst. Or the second worst.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the worst, really.
I've been watching the fucking January 6th hearings all week and just like punching shit. Mostly my dick.
Damn.
First thing in the morning under a red lamp. I do boxes. what's he call it?
Sexual kung fu.
I do sexual boxing.
God damn. Well,
is it like one of those, what's the one that...
Like the speed bag?
Yeah, the
like,
speed bag.
Yeah, everyone sit with that mental image for a second.
Like a kangaroo.
Kangaroos are scary, man. They're tall.
Kangaroos, they punch the speed bag with their fist for a while. And remember the cartoon? They would lean back and do it with their feet, too.
Yeah. I watched that cartoon.
While they balance on their tail.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I do in the morning.
That's nice. I didn't know you had a tail.
We're learning things about Chris every day.
You don't, if you tuck your balls back.
No.
You just kind of bounce on them.
Okay, now everyone take
South Park.
Everyone take a few more seconds to update that mental image.
I don't remember why I was. What was that tangent from?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, the VHS tapes. I said Joe Biden lied to you about
the quality
of the tapes. And then you were like, I'm punching my dick watching.
Like, I'm beating off and coming buckets.
Right.
Mike Pence had an ounce of integrity.
That's the only reason we're not speaking redneck right now.
Fuck you mean, Chris.
I mean, you know, when they're like, if it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German. If it wasn't for Pence, we'd all be speaking, like, retarded Trump, whatever, fucking, what they call American. Speak American.
Yeah, speak American.
We would have to switch from English to American.
To be fair, I'd be okay in both situations. I'm definitely redneck passing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely pretend to, like, I don't fuck dudes.
You're from Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at pretending you don't fuck dudes.
As soon as, like, if we become, like, if it is, like, it, like I think is going to happen in November and we have to fist fight Proud Boys at the, like to vote, that I could easily, like, do the switch and be like, hey, man, I've been with y'all this whole time. This shit is fucked up right here.
Tabitha would be fucked. Like, they'd be like, see your cat tattoos. I'm like, get this liberal twat out of here.
Nah, man. All I gotta do is just go, like, super conspiracy theory radicalist and just be like, yeah, I mean, I believe in abortion and everything, but, like, the government's lying to us about something. Yeah. I just don't think they're giving us the whole truth. And I mean, they give those shots to them kids, that vitamin K,
yeah,
makes them all autistic.
There's definitely a like brand of emo women that there are like anti, like old school anti-vax that just stayed with it through all this, and they're now like Trump people.
I honestly think we'd all be okay. It's Jeremy, like, we have to worry about.
Yeah, I mean,
but are we going to worry about Jeremy?
I always worry.
See you, brothers.
Like, Jeremy, this is it. This is the end, bud. You can just give up now.
You're like, ooh, sorry, dude. There's no room under my floorboards.
Nick Yurick would just spit in his face in front of a bunch of Proud Boys.
See, fellows, I am on your side in this fight.
While he's wearing lingerie.
It's not my fault. Brandon fucked this country up so much. I had to live with a gay Jew.
Oh my god. Kill me, holy shit.
I can't turn down a roommate in this economy.
I'm glad you've missed this, Kyle.
He just wears a sticker on his shirt that says, I did this with Joe Biden and pointing at Jeremy.
Oh, I'm so glad we're all agreed to throw Jeremy under the bus immediately if things go south.
He's not only that, but, like, did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Shane shot Otis in the knee and ran away?
Yeah.
That's
us.
Shoot him in the knee and then fucking raid his pockets for rallies coupons. I walked into his house one time and he had a stack like the thick of like three decks of cards for Big Buford.
Yep. One time I went over to Jeremy's and he's like, you guys want some rallies coupons? I said, yes, of course.
I'm like, fuck you, Jew. And then I lean in. I'm so sorry, man.
There's
nothing I can do here.
You can see my hands are tied. I think you get it.
Look, I'm going to kick you in the mouth, but I don't mean it.
I don't mean it, Jeremy. I kick him in the mouth. That's for 2016. He's like, she didn't have to be. The Proud Boys know nothing of 2016 around here.
I am curious about local Proud Boys. I want to fight. I want to fist fight a Proud Boy.
I want to see you fist fight a Proud Boy.
I just want to find out, like, a bunch of, like, jiu-jitsu trained gays and go fight some Proud Boys.
You know, sexual kung fu.
Go
fight the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
You guys should just
extra strong dicks.
Get a bunch of Subaru Foresters, load a bunch of gay jiu-jitsu guys in the back, and go to a Proud Boys rally.
They're out of control.
Throwing punches wrist first and just fucking knocking them out, breaking noses.
Turns out they were there at like hours before Trump even talked that morning. Like, this whole thing was like plotted out way ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Those people were just useful idiots. They got all pissed off on the day of.
To be fair, he's spoke a bunch prior, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for like since like middle of the, no, they have like his tweets and then like tweets with like minutes later from Proud Boys where they're like, Trump said to do this, and they're all like, yeah. literally everyone around him told him, like, you lost. You can't keep doing this. And he's just like, ah, let's try this. And they were, there's like one sentence in the Constitution that they were like trying to make some argument about that's like ratified or clarified like in three newer, like bills that were added to it or whatever. It's a fucking mess. It was absolutely like intentional, just crazy. I went on a whole rabbit hole this week.
Well, and that's good because I can just ask you questions while we record it. Just our dumb audience will understand.
I get all of my news from Chris Paw.
Is there a chance like this dude goes to jail?
I don't know. Like, I'm hoping like the Justice Department's watching. I mean, they have to be watching this, and like, a lot of it, I think, could be argued that it's, like, hearsay or whatever. Because it's, like, a lot of testimony about, like, what conversations took place. So, and I don't know how much that is, like, permissible as evidence in like, a criminal thing. But they've probably, I mean, I think what they're showing now is, like, a lot of surface-level shit. And there must be more to it. I don't know. They still have another few hours of hearing to go through, or that I haven't watched yet. I don't know if they did it or not. But Trump, like, way back in the 2016, like, in the primaries, that fucking greasy little Ted Cruz, he won one of the primary states by telling people that this other guy dropped out when he didn't. And like was like, oh, he dropped out and endorsed me. Like, his campaign told, like, publicly were telling people that, like, lying about it. And so he got caught cheating, and that was the first time Trump was like, this is shit, this is a rigged system. Like, that was his evidence, and he's just been running with it every time since then. Like,
damn,
he just went like, oh, I'm just gonna, because he won like every state after that, because whatever. But that was the first time when he realized, like, oh, I can just say shit's rigged and people believe it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, there's a lot of cheating going on. But to have the biggest fucking rat in the fucking, you know, race point that out, like...
Yeah.
And that's how we got here, you know? That's...
No, yeah, it's not... It wasn't awesome before he came along. Like, the... partisan, like, the way it's so fucking split now, like, was as soon as Obama came around with his dark skin, that was like the beginning of like the Tea Party and every all that shit. But there were also some of those people, even when Bush was in office, that were like even further right, that didn't like him, that were starting the Tea Party shit at that point. Anyways, I feel really boring right now.
No, I'm listening. No,
we're learning.
Yeah, I'm not making
Chris.
Dick jokes right now. Like, that means I'm interested. Who's this fucking weasel? I don't know. I saw his name. Eastman? Like, that was like Trump's hype dude, right?
That,
like,
was his...
he's like, shut the fuck up, Pence. We can do this.
Yeah, they had... So he had like a whole team of lawyers, and all of them were like, no. Like, no, you can't just say that you won. And Mike Pence, they were all trying to talk him into, or not, they, the outside, like, all, he kept going through all these lawyers and being like, hey, can't we just do this? Can't we just say this? Or, and they literally forged fake electoral ballots from Arizona. Like, a bunch of Trump supporters were just like, hey, we're the electorates now, and sent them these uncertified ballots that they tried to use. Like, Giuliani was like, no, let's just give these to them and throw the other ones away. Like literally, like, trying to find, like, whoever was transporting the things and shit like that. Like, they were on that level of trying to steal the election. And all these lawyers kept quitting. Like, even Bill Barr, the biggest piece of shit Republican out there, like, raised by Jeffrey Epstein, was like, no, you can't, this is not gonna work. And Pence kept going like, no, I don't. His job was just to count the things, and they were like, there's this weak spot in the Constitution where we can argue that you can change this. And he, even Pence, was like, I don't think a vice president can just pick the winner. Like, that's not how that works. There's no way that works. If that's how that worked, Al Gore could have done it in 2000. And so all the lawyers quit, and Trump just kept asking new people until Giuliani shows up drunk the night of the election. And, well, he, that's not, the Pence shit was a little bit after that. But that was the first, when Giuliani was like, shows up drunk, and Trump is asking, can I just go out and say I won? And they weren't even done counting. He's like, can I just go out and tell him I won? And they're like, no, no. And then he finally asked Giuliani, and Giuliani's like drunk. Somebody testified to this. He was drunk. And he's like, yeah, fucking go out there and tell this motherfucker. Like, was basically like, yeah, you do it. What the fuck? You're like, what are they going to do? So he announced, like, it's when he went out and made that speech, like, the night of the election already was like, we won. Frankly, we won. And, you know, this happened, and all the shit was, like, proven, like, not true every step of the way. Jesus. And he, and they would tell him that's not true. Like, the, I don't, if you guys have heard, like, how they keep saying, oh, they had suitcases full of ballots in Georgia that they snuck in. And they investigated that and, like, went back, like, Bill Barr's people, like, the Department of Justice did investigate everything he said, that they keep saying, like, no one's even looking at all this. It's all been, like, no, that's not real. There were no suitcases. They have, like, these rolling things under the table. They drop the ballot through that hole, and it goes into the safe underneath that's on wheels, and then they roll them out, and that's what these people see in this video. So it's like a whole bunch of Trump supporters just calling in tip lines of shit that they just don't understand because they never voted before or like understand how it works, and they're just making up shit that,
hey,
then,
people are doing their job over here.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, they slowly quit, and then Giuliani, I think, brought in this Eastman guy who's just a fucking nightmare. Like, he looks like a fucking, like, wrestling manager from the 80s. Like, just fucking ridiculous. And that was the dude that was, like, even January 6th, like, at 11 o'clock that night, he emailed Pence's lawyer. It was like, hey, now that we see that this process isn't as precious as you thought, why don't you go ahead and have him send those back to the states? Because that was their first, what they wanted to do was just have Pence be like, Trump won. Just count the fake ones that they had and say that he won. And he was like, no, I absolutely cannot do that. And then they were like, well, what about this? Just send them back to the states. Just reject them for 10 days while we figure out how to steal the election. Jesus. And he was like, no, that's not, I can't do that. That's not a vice president's position. And Pence's lawyer is the one that testified and was like, there was no, like, he said it'll go to the courts. And they're like, no, we're not going to let it get to the courts. And he was like, "That there's no one else.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't go to the courts, it's going to the streets. Like, you're going to have a, like, the people are not going to accept this. Ugh. They're going to drag you out of here." And they were like, nah, that's not, like, they just kept pushing through it all the way up to, like, a couple of days after January 6th. They were still trying to figure out, like, well, how can we still do this quote unquote legally or make it appear legal? And yeah, it's fucking insane. It was, I mean, it's exactly what Hitler did. and any other dictator that's like Putin. Like, Putin gets reelected by 99% of the vote, like, every time, because the fucking people that are, you know, in those jobs aren't going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Because he'll shoot them in the face. So that's what they're trying to get done here. And that's the way, like, Steve Bannon is talking on his podcast and shit. Like, he's like, we need shock troops in November and shit. That's why I'm like, I'm going to have to fucking fight some Proud Boys in November just to go vote. Although, if I wear, like, a Carhartt coat or something, they'll probably leave me alone on my way in.
I saw pictures and, like, videos online of, like, people that were like, welp, on my way to go vote in my conservative town, and, like, putting on, like, their like, John Deere hat.
Yeah.
And, like a big, like, no, big, like, yeah, jacket.
They had
and shit.
Dudes walking around with their, you know, open carry fucking machine guns and shit walking around a lot of polls.
Yep.
Last two, both times Trump ran. Just like daring black people to come up here and vote.
Fucking nuts, man.
Yeah. Could you imagine how they would act if, like, the Black Panthers stood outside with machine guns?
Right.
There would be a firefight if they both showed up. Yeah. This whole fucking thing is falling apart.
God bless America.
Well, the only reason that we're not already, like, under a Trump regime is, like, a couple of, like, super conservative judges and shit that were just so conservative that they're like, you cannot fuck with the Constitution. That, like, yeah,
some
it's
Hank
crazy.
Hills.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It's just like, I don't care who you are. This
there
is America.
The one old guy, he was a judge. He's like a constitutional expert and shit like that, and was a judge for, he's retired now, but he's like some big conservative, like, well-respected conservative judge. And he was like, very, because he's old, he talks very slow and very measured, and he would, like, take the mic, bend and, like, have to bend it back up each time, and it was like that kid in Malcolm in the Middle that he was friends with. Not only is that sentence written pristine, it has been recodified twice in our history. It just, like, he just knows every fucking word of this shit.
God
and was
damn.
Like, this would be the end of our republic if the vice president could pick the next president. It took hours for this guy to testify. I was fast forwarding a little bit through that, but no, it's a mess, and it's real.
Is this all on, like, YouTube? I mean, can you go back and, like, watch it, or?
Yeah,
because I've
they,
not seen it, but I'm working, you know.
So, like, the PBS, like, YouTube has all of it unedited, and I'm sure a bunch of all the shit they run live on the news is also on their YouTube channels mm-hmm. that you can go back and watch.
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know. That was a dumb question. Of course, it's on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube? It's 2022, Kyle. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
after
but
work,
you
I'm
know,
gonna get a bag there's... of Cool Ranch Doritos and sit out and watch. Just
yeah, man, it's
crumbs fall on my shirt. Just watch the world crumble.
You like it's crazy because it's. It's history, but you're also like, I was here. Like, yeah. I remember all this shit happening and the tweets and everything that they're showing. You're like, I knew, like, at the time, like, why did no one stop it at the time yeah. if this is all evidence? Like, we all fucking watched it happen. It's just, fuck, man. Somebody needs to put a bullet in that guy's head. A bunch of them.
I am tired of living through historical events.
It's fucking
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I just, how many more do I have to fucking take?
Fucking fascist coups and pandemics.
sex dolls, robotic sex dolls.
That's the one thing I'm here for, let me tell you.
Gas prices are up, sex dolls are down.
Hey man, gotta stay home and do one. Something.
Yeah. Which is super suspicious because they're made out of petroleum. There's petroleum in that rubber, so it's a little weird that those prices should be going up. It's all a lie.
Fucking Brandon's got my rubber girlfriend prices sky high.
Inflation.
Slapping those I did that stickers prefer my on your receipt from fucking Real Doll.
Listen here, Brandon. I prefer my inflation in the breast.
God damn.
You guys got a hot take on fake boobs?
I don't really care for them.
Same.
Yeah, not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
I'm surprised people still get them.
It's just like they don't move. They don't do anything.
I think I just assume that as I evolve, the rest of the world does, because like fake boobs haven't been cool to me in like 20 years.
Yeah.
And I just assume that no one thinks they are, but then like I see like there's people I follow on Facebook and stuff that are like, I've got my new boobs, and give like updates on the fucking scars healing and yeah. All that stuff.
That makes it even less appealing.
It's all about fake asses now. That's the new trend. I don't really care for them, but I look at them.
You know? I'm thinking about getting all my lower back fat relocated to my actual ass. You know? Just actually giving
them.
You
can do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, oh, shit.
That's what a lot of them are. When it's like they see it as like a more natural form of plastic surgery because they're not putting silicone into you. They're literally taking fat from other parts of your body and relocating it to
other
parts.
I could have a badonkadonk.
You could have the biggest ass, Kyle.
My pants won't fall down anymore. It'd be great.
Doesn't it dissipate after a while?
It might. So I think it's one of those things where, like, with those surgeries, they're like, hey, like, if you don't, like, keep up on, like, working out and stuff, like, it is just gonna go right kind of back to wherever. You're just gonna have a lot of fat in your ass, basically.
So, like, now you're just gonna have a fat ass and a fat back.
Basically. The fillers, there's a lot of fillers that dissolve over time. So a lot of the lip fillers.
Oh, like the Botox.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So like a lot of lip fillers, like you get them and then like over like 3 to 6 months, they start to dissolve and you just have your regular lips again.
I have no fucking like no clue. Like I can't imagine even like the fetish that people think makes the big like the giant lips like an appealing like that looks like a burden to have on your face. And, like, have you seen, like, some of the, how big people are doing their lips now?
I knew a girl, like, a friend of a friend, she came over, or whatever, we were hanging out, and, like, she got fucking, like, lips done, and, like, it looked like, you know, when you get, like, a real big, like, fucking poison ivy, like, I could almost see through the skin of her lips.
Yeah, like, because
she didn't have lipstick on.
Right
like, it was, like,
or something.
Like a blister. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's, like, I assume these aren't, like, just immediately after where it's still swelled up.
Yeah.
Because they post these things in, like, our Instagram models that have this shit. And people love it. I don't know what the fuck is going on there.
As much as I
can see that there's, like, some correlation to blowjobs, but that doesn't... I don't get it.
Like, as much as I wish, like, I had anything resembling an upper lip... Like I just draw it on with lip liner. Like that's I don't need a physical lip on me that is like it's like you have to always just be aware of your mouth. Right?
Yeah,
like it's just so.
Yeah, if you can like move your eyes downward and see your lips, like that's a bad situation.
Yeah, bad sitch. You gonna get lip fillers, Kyle?
I mean, if I have any of that fat left over from my ass,
yeah, man.
these lips.
We're gonna turn Kyle into an Instagram model.
I'm gonna be a thought.
E-thought Kyle. Get you some real cool e-girl clothes.
Hell yeah.
All that being said, I would totally take head from one of those people.
I just want to know why.
What, like, is there a benefit? Just out of curiosity.
And then you're going to go out and fucking dunk a basketball afterwards? That's a basketball. The basketball and, like, football dudes are, like, way into these girls. So, like, I mean, like, a lot of, like, wealth, like,
I don't know. I know there's
new form of beauty, I guess.
Like, the Instagram models that are, like, they're looking for, they want rich husbands. But the I don't know if that's the same, like, because there's like a whole other level that I'm thinking about that I really only ever see, like, on Reddit when people are making fun of it. Mm-hmm. But it's always like they put it up themselves, like they're you know, and they're posing like they're being sexy and like, what the fuck happened to your face?
Who hit you?
Yeah, it looks like they got fucking blasted in the mouth with a baseball bat. I don't know.
We here at the Ad Hominem Attack Show love judging women.
No, I wouldn't, you know. It would look stupid on men, too. They would also look like dumb cunts.
Wait till I get my ass, dude. You'll be saying otherwise.
I can't wait for Kyle to get his ass.
I went to dinner with Jeremy a couple of weeks ago, and he showed up in jeans, and I immediately messaged Tabitha, and I was like, Jeremy's wearing real pants, and he's been hiding a big old ass this whole time.
And then yesterday, or Thursday, I texted Chris, because I was over at Jeremy's for the Sad Boys meeting, and Jeremy had a candle burning on a table, and he went to go write on the dry erase board, and we all were like, Jeremy, watch out, because his giant ass almost got burnt on the candle.
That juicy, juicy Jew butt.
I immediately messaged Chris, and I was like, Jeremy isn't watching where he's putting that big old donk, and he really caught it on fire.
So here's what we want to do is we're going to record Jeremy's set tonight, or we're just going to follow him around and film him while we whisper, cake, 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 cake,
cake, cake, cake, cake, cake, cake, cake, cake, cake. Yeah, Jeremy's got them donks, baby.
Roast battle day.
Roast battle day.
What is, we should plug the next one. Before we wrap up.
What is the date for the next one?
I believe
one?
July 11th?
Hold up.
13th?
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, we'll just look at the date.
Give me 1 second and I'll tell you when it is.
I think it's the 13th. Unless that's the August one.
I shouldn't have a fucking data. I can't load the thing. Hold up.
Do you know, I hate fucking wintertime so much. When I think of, like, the next three shows, in my head I'm like, fuck, August, and then it's almost winter.
Yeah. It won't be the 13th, because the 13th in July is a Wednesday.
It won't be the 11th, because it's a Monday.
Maybe the 9th? That's a Saturday.
It's a 9th. Yeah, it was the 9th.
Cool. We know when our show is.
July 9th.
The Odeon Lounge. Come lounge with us.
We have a couple booked for
that. Yeah, we probably
so far,
should
but...
finish that booking up here within the next week.
Oh, yes. Yes, we should. We should discuss that tonight. About
well,
when
we're
we going to
see who
talk.
Wins some of the battles tonight, I think, too.
Of course.
Of course.
Figure it out. Anything else you guys want to add to the show this week?
I think I'm good.
Good.
Nope.
That's all. That's what I
come
had.
To the roast battle shows if you listen and you're in the greater Cleveland area.
Come check it out.
I don't know if
Chris Clem fly in.
What the listenership is like, but buy a flight. They're cheap right now. Come to a show.
Yeah, come to Cleveland.
They're no longer they're no longer cheap.
No, I mean, but by the time we release this, they'll be down because you know it's all going to get better.
Joe Biden got a plan. He's going to fix everything.
He's going to fix these
and
planes.
And he's going to do it all in 1 week. That's from Idiocracy. Remember?
I didn't see
Terry
Idiocracy.
Terry Crews. You didn't?
Mm-mm.
That's so
good. Oh, shit. It's good.
It's very good.
Relative.
That's how every man has reacted when I have.
I love when.
What do women say when you say, let's not be sexist? What do people say?
Well, usually women are like, me either, girlfriend. No, we're cool and hot.
I think there's other movies that would fit that argument better.
Where's the pizza, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Kyle comes and we don't get fucking pizza.
Well, to be fair,
it's
been a good month since we did a food podcast.
Yeah, we have. We've been being good, kind of.
We're watching our figures.
Yeah.
No, I ate a half fucking thing of cinnamon rolls.
I'm trying to get hot again.
That's why I didn't order pizza.
And I had pizza before I came over here.
Yeah, I ate a bunch of pizza last night. I'm cool.
Okay. We could have gotten ribs or something. Who knows?
I was looking at it.
The ad hominem rib show?
I did. Jeremy and I did barbecue pork one day from, I forget what it's called. It was down the street, though. Good.
The ad hom rib burn off?
No.
Come on.
Well, I got to go to Painesville to get my kid. Who's working the ad hom door tonight?
Hell yeah. Nepotism.
And, he's just a little Don Jr. I'm going to have him treat everyone like he's Don Jr.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to fight your kid.
He's a sweet boy.
He's going to date me.
No, he's going to complain about Hunter Biden and receiving nepotism from the White House.
And I'll be like, keep that beautiful cocked man's name out of your mouth.
Yeah, back off of Hunter. Hog Biden.
He's got it hard enough having to slang that thang around.
Anyways, we're going to go to eat before the show.
Oh,
so
wholesome.
I'm saving all my heartburn for that so I throw up on stage tonight.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Do it.
That is the show. That is the show for this week.
All right, Tabitha. Bye. Oh, fuck. I don't have anything prepared.
Don't you? Yeah, you got to go off, don't you?
No, when it got to just be the two of us, I stopped going off as much, but I still have been closing out the show. With a movie quote in a Scottish accent. You want to edit all this out while I look for a movie quote?
No, there was no dead air.
Yeah, you're fine. We'll keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Ha Ha Honhorst.
Ha Ha Honey.
Instagram. Ha Ha Honey. Ooh, I don't do it.
Ha Ha Honey. Yeah, check it's out shameless the plugging. Cleveland Comedy Festival has all the go to their social medias. And,
sure.
And Rubber City.
Rubber City,
and,
yeah.
Festival in November, right? Submissions
November
are open.
November 2 through 5th, yeah. 2 through 5, we'll be back at the Odeon. It'll be good time. I don't know. We'll be doing a roast battle there for sure.
Yeah, we have the tournament mapped out to culminate at the festival this year. What do you got, Tabs? You ready?
Yeah.
Go on now.
I'm gonna give him an offer he can't refuse!